For the first time in 7 years, Bethlehem celebrated Christmas tonight without Yasser Arafat. The Palestinian leader was hemmed in by Israeli tanks at his compound some 12 miles away. In a televised address, Arafat said Israel was guilty of a crime for depriving him of his annual Christmas visit. Israeli officials defended their decision, saying Arafat's freedom to travel would depend upon his success in arresting militants. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem, and he joins us right now. Peter, I gather the standoff today was whether a wave of international criticism would persuade Ariel Sharon to change his mind, or whether Yasser Arafat would go confront Israeli troops at various checkpoints, and neither seemed to happen.
That's right. Late in the day, after a long day of international diplomatic efforts and criticism, Arafat, instead of going out on the road and confronting the soldiers, decided to deliver a televised speech. He said his heart was heavy because the tanks, checkpoints, and guns had prevented his going to Bethlehem. The diplomatic efforts reached as high as the Vatican. Even they suggested that Arafat be allowed to travel. But none of it swayed Israel, which has kept Arafat under virtual house arrest in Ramallah for the past 2 weeks.
What does Israel say it hopes to accomplish by keeping Arafat from Bethlehem?
Well, they say they really don't enjoy taking these decisions. They realize they're the brunt of international criticism and it's distracting from the war on terrorism, but they say they just cannot allow Arafat to travel around the West Bank to make these visits to places like Bethlehem, behaving, in their words, like a head of state when Israel believes he's harboring terrorists. In this case, they're referring to specifically two men who murdered the Israeli tourism minister in October. At least they're suspected of that. Palestinians say this is all just another attempt to humiliate Arafat and, through him, the Palestinian people. Even a number of members of the Labor Party, the moderate faction in Sharon's unity government, are protesting this ban. They call it short-sighted.
There was a resumption of violence today, I gather, a shooting of a Jewish settler.
That's right. The first such shooting of a Jewish settler after a week of comparative quiet. There have been some deaths on the Palestinian side in the past week. But tonight, a Jewish settler was shot in the chest, seriously wounded by Palestinian gunmen up near Nablus in the West Bank. One of the gunmen was also shot, and he was killed. Two other gunmen, it's believed, got away. There was one claim from the Al-Aqsa Brigade, that's a militant wing linked to Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement. This one claim said the shooting was in response to this refusal to allow Arafat to travel to Bethlehem.
Peter, the question of Arafat's presence or absence aside, what's the mood like this year in Bethlehem?
The mood is decidedly grim, Robert. The hotels are virtually empty. Shops are boarded up. The annual influx of pilgrims and tourists who are usually eager to celebrate Christmas in Bethlehem just isn't showing up. There were people in Manger Square today. It was relatively crowded, but really, in terms of what usually happens this time of year, it's nothing. The city of 30,000 is recovering from a 10-day siege this fall. Israeli troops and tanks rolled into town after the Israeli tourism minister was killed, and the gunfights that followed that incursion killed 22 people, caused tens of millions of dollars in damage, and these annual Christmas visits from abroad contribute heavily to the local economy, and that income is now all gone, and not to mention the fact that they can't get out of town to go to their jobs, a lot of these residents. So it's not a happy Christmas.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Robert.
NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking to us from Jerusalem.